Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, October 16th, 1951, residents of Delamere Land, St. Michael, were forced to evacuate their homes due to flooding from island-wide torrential rainfall. According to the Barbados Advocate, the rain began to fall in the wee hours of the morning after a starry night. It abated until about 6 a.m., restarting at that time, accompanied by low, rumbling peals of thunder and sharp flashes of lightning. Many people, through their tardiness in vacating the site to which the government had relocated victims of a previous flooding, remained in the area. One elderly woman had to be lifted from her home and the contents of her house removed. The harbor police were on standby in trucks with rowboats for anyone needing further assistance. The waters from the country districts converged near Waterford, swept under Bridge Road, and completely covered the cane fields on the eastern side of the bridge, as well as the vegetation on the opposite side. At Harmony Hall, the water rose above the bridge, turning Weymouth, Harrison College, and Queen's Park grounds into a veritable sea. Traffic using Harmony Hall onto Constitution Road had to be diverted to Bridge Road to avoid the waters. His Excellency the Governor, Sir Ronald Cross, visited the area when the rain finally stopped sometime after midday. Other reports reaching the Barbados Advocate indicated that part of the perimeter wall at Combermere School had collapsed and work along the waterfront had halted. Across the island, some schools were closed and work on some plantations became impossible. The bridges at Bell Plain and Lakes Village, which had just opened to traffic after 3 years, were damaged. One Ethel Beckles of King Garden, St. Andrew, stated that her pregnant cow, valued at $220, was swept away. In the St. George community, residents were uneasy about the imminent weather and brought their livestock into their homes for fear of them being washed away. And despite the weather, a few hawkers were spotted in town, taking up their positions on shop steps. Though fruit and vegetable vendors made little sales, a planter in St. Peter remarked that the rain would do a lot of good to the crops and also alleviate the extremely hot weather experienced a few days prior. Fortunately, there were no reports of loss of life or major damage on this day, October 16th, when the residents of Delamere Land were forced to evacuate.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.